Hello and welcome to the Tune Theatre podcast. Today we're back with the crew of the Starship Business in the episode called Stuff for Leader.
Captain's address. We would like to announce the official Starship Business captain election. Smith, what are you doing?
Sorry, I thought, sir, it was something that deserved some, you know, ceremony.
Okay, well, take it easy.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, but we will be accepting nominations for captain until the end of the week.
I'd like to put myself forward.
Smith, but... you do not have to do that on the broadcast.
Oh. Okay, then.
Remember, to secure nomination, you have to ensure that you have the support of at least 50 crew members.
Oh, thanks.
End of broadcast. Computer, can you locate Lieutenant Murphy?
Lieutenant Murphy is in Captain Taylor's quarters.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? She's already scheming against you.
Yes. Captain's announcement. You have just a few minutes left to get in those nominations for captain. Though, realistically, I doubt anyone would leave it this late, but better make it official. So nominations close in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Sir!
Lieutenant O'Irishman!
Paddy O'Irishman, sir. My brother's hell.
Sorry, sub-lieutenant. How's your brother doing?
Fergal will be fine, to be sure, sir. It's nothing he can't handle. But yes, sorry, I do just need to give you a nomination.
This is unexpected. Thank you. Wait. No, this can't be right.
Have you read his book, sir?
He finished his book already.
Yeah, it's quite a good read.
Sir, what's going on, Mike?
It appears Captain Taylor wishes to stand for election.
Oh, well, I suppose he could do it, eh?
Fantastic. So the nominations for Captain are Commander Smith, Lieutenant Murphy, Captain Stuff, and Captain Taylor.
Oh, my old nemesis. Don't worry, Mr. Stuff. I will quite happily deal with him. How can you not get better quarters than this, Captain?
In these times of austerity, it might seem imprudent and unpopular.
Oh, I see. I'm with you, very smart.
How did I not see this move coming?
Well, it certainly changes our strategy now.
Why?
Oh, stuff, my dear fellow. This changes everything. Captain Taylor is a man they know, a man they trust. The crew know nothing is going to go majorly wrong on his watch.
But he let the security team starve to death.
Precisely.
I do not follow you.
Captain Taylor let the security team die, sparing a good portion of your rations, and nobody noticed. The only people that care about the security team dying are dead.
Ah, so we should scare the crew.
That would be one way of going about it, yes.
Then I shall commence Operation Scarestorm!
Oh, how delightful.
Mr. Smith, how close are we to the next habitable planet?
Approximately 3 months.
That seems awfully slow.
I happen to agree, sir.
Good. Let's go faster.
Captain Stuff, are you sure that's a decision you should be taking?
There is severe rationing in effect on this ship right now, is there not, Murphy?
Yes.
Then it is time we ended that.
Oh, you're really getting the hang of this.
Captain Stuff, this... rather blatant attempt to curry favor with the crew.
I do not believe that is fair.
Regardless, Do you want the crew to die?
No, and that is precisely why we need to make haste to the next planet.
I happen to think he's right, Lieutenant.
Well, I don't.
Is that your whole argument?
I happen to think doom is something to be avoided. Call me crazy.
Statistically, your fears are unjustified. Onward, Captain's address. Please prepare to increase speed.
Captain, did you just say you want us to raise speed?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
Just, Captain, we haven't had to do that in an awful long time.
I'm aware of that. Hang on, engineering, I'll have to take this.
Right, okay.
Admiral Mackenzie, how can I help you?
You're going to move the ship faster!
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes, sir. The engines have been capable of that for quite some time.
Oh, good. Carry on.
Thank you, Admiral. Does anybody else have anything to add?
You know, Captain, I'm still not totally sure what I'm supposed to do.
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Captain, former Captain Taylor wishes to relay something to you.
Does he?
Yes. He simply says, well done.
Oh, that little snake! He's trying to get in your head. Guess he doesn't know that spot's already taken.
Well then, good to have his opinion. Engineering, increase speed when you are ready.
I'm not sure that's ever going to happen, sir.
Fine. Increase speed as soon as possible.
Okay.
Sir, we appear to be losing speed.
Engineering, did you understand my instruction?
Sir, you're going to need to bear with me here.
Well done, Captain.
Sir, I think one of the press corps want to have a word with you. There seems to be quite a bit of alarm amongst the crew.
Not a problem. I should be able to sort that out.
Smith.
I...
Do you really want a robot to be your captain?
Oh.
Okay, calm down.
I mean, no.
Good. I don't either.
Lieutenant Murphy, isn't that a wee bit intolerant?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm for human rights. We don't want the robots taking over, do we? I mean, who's to say he won't resurrect some of the previous models? Or build more robots? And robots, right, they don't need food, do they? So what if they just decide we don't need any more food?
Ooh. I don't like the sound of that.
I don't either.
Right, so... what do we do?
I'm glad you asked. Hello, I'm Claudia Bazinga with Business News. I have Interim Captain Stuff here with us today to discuss the ongoing crisis on the ship.
There is no crisis.
That is an interesting position to take, Captain.
It is not a position, it is a fact.
Right. Gotcha.
Mr. Stuff, I can't help but wager that this reporter is trying to catch you out.
But how do you respond to allegations that your decision to reduce speed...
I made no such decision.
Are we currently traveling at a lower speed, Captain?
Yes.
Is that a result of one of your decisions?
Yes.
Then there you have it. Why do you want us to die?
I don't.
Would you not agree that reaching a habitable planet slower will increase the likelihood that everyone in this fleet starving to death?
Yes, that is not in dispute.
Well, everyone but you, that is.
Correct.
Then why, Captain, did you make a decision that resulted in us traveling slower?
It was my intention to increase speed.
Ah, yes, of course. Is all this part of your plan to enthrall the human race as some sort of alternative power source for your operating system?
I do not see how that could possibly work.
Well, no. You wouldn't.
I believe you are trying to imply further meaning from your tone, but I am failing to grasp it.
Humans are very tough to understand, aren't they?
Yes.
Would you say you understand humans?
Not entirely, no.
Well, there you have it.
Have it.
Chill out, honey. The interview's over. See ya.
What just happened?
That, was quite a rough interview for the captain, but, you know, good considering what we were talking about.
Well, you get what you pay for.
What?
Well, Captain, it seems like that interview could have gone better.
Yes.
Normally, it would be my job to help you with something like this, but...
Do not worry, Lieutenant. I rated the probability of you helping me at minimal.
Why?
On the bright side, sir, at least we didn't have a security team at the moment. Otherwise, they'd have arrested you.
Very good, Smith.
Why is it they're calling you the Robot Menace?
I do not think it will catch on.
It appears it already has, sir.
Sir, can I just check? When were you planning on killing us all so I can get it in the diary?
Oh, he's already working on that, Smith, with this damn fool idealistic crusade.
Well, this changes things a bit. Now the idea's in their head that you're gonna kill them. You can't remove it.
Thanks.
What was that, sir?
Nothing.
Oh, sorry. You can't remove it, but you can distract them. You need to make them think they're gonna be killed by something else. No. Someone else. First.
Captain, former Captain Taylor, can you report to the bridge?
No.
He ended the call. This is where a security team would come in handy. Lieutenant O'Irishman.
Sir, what can I do for you on this fine day?
Would you be able to bring Captain Taylor up here?
Oh no, I'm afraid not. Can't do that.
Why not?
It's against my personal code of ethics.
What?
Have you not read my struggle?
No.
Oh, well, that makes sense. In it, he says no man shall be moved against his will for any reason, lest a terrible blight upon society's ethical standards.
Thank you, Lieutenant O'Irishman.
No bother.
Lieutenant Murphy, do you have any idea what he's talking about?
No.
Smith?
No.
Of course not. Has no one read Taylor's book?
It's, really long, sir.
Since I have the fastest reading speed, I shall get on it.
Thank you, sir.
You paid off the reporter?
What? No, they did us a favor. Claudia Bazinga is a true guardian of human rights, but then aren't we all?
Well, I suppose.
Except stuff. He's obviously not a guardian of human rights, is he?
No.
I doubt there is going to be much to study here. Captain Taylor barely has two thoughts to bounce round his brain.
He has been captain for quite some time.
The only thing that exceeds his incompetence is the incompetence of his rivals. Chapter 1. You are the only you there is and ever will... Oh, I cannot.
You don't need to read the whole book to me. I'm right in here with you.
Yes, I know, but it helps me think.
Ah, I see.
It is very distracting having another person talking to you all the time. There are all sorts of things I could be missing.
Oh, right, I see.
I do not want to hurt your feelings.
No, no, it's fine.
So, yes. Chapter 2. Do we really need ranks? Are ranks oppressive? And how I lost my captaincy by being a better man. This is genius! How so?
Don't you see? He's created a victim narrative.
What?
He has made it seem that he is in the position he is in because of everybody else. This quietly sweeps the things he has done under the carpet.
But he has done those things.
The people that read this book won't care. Look at this book. The entire premise seems to be convincing people that they have no responsibility for any of the bad things that happen to them.
Chapter 3. Spontaneous order and how things just happen. Why is this attractive to people?
Well, from my observations of human philosophy, there are two rough schools of thought when it comes to your place in society.
One, that they are all individuals responsible for their own choices. Two, that they are all subject to the whim of the majority.
Lucius, I asked for an explanation.
Okay, how do you feel when you make a mistake?
I do not feel.
Stop, please, I'm in here with you. How do you feel when you make a mistake?
I do not mistake.
And what about your interview earlier?
I told her the truth.
What if you lost this election because of that interview?
I will not.
Let's just pretend you do for a second. What would you think about that?
That would be stupid.
So then what if I told you it was a massive conspiracy?
That does seem more likely.
You would feel relieved, wouldn't you?
Yes, it would be a relief. The crew were better informed.
Okay. You should probably just do whatever you think is right, since you don't make mistakes.
There is, I will admit, potential that everyone grossly misunderstood how correct I am.
Sure, whatever.
I should tell the crew what is correct to help them.
I'm sure that will go well.
Captain's address. Former Captain Taylor is suffering from a mental ailment. Please disregard anything he has to say.
Yes, there is no possible way this could go wrong.
Didn't I tell you, Smith?
Sir, you're a captain, not a doctor.
Smith, I am glad you said that.
You are?
Because of the ongoing election, I believe it would only be appropriate if you addressed the crew to...
Oh. Hello, everybody.
Do you agree or disagree that Captain Taylor has a mental ailment?
Well, I disagree.
Interesting. Lieutenant Murphy.
Oh no, you're not dragging me into this.
Lieutenant Murphy has no comment, which is also interesting. It may, in fact, show that she will struggle with the rigors of command.
Because I'm a human.
What? No.
Because you believe you're intrinsically right about everything because you're a robot.
You basically have said that.
No, I believe I am right because that is factually accurate.
Oh, wow. So you just believe you are never wrong. Is there a malfunction in your self-perception?
I have an entire network of subsystems to prevent that.
My, this isn't going well.
Go on, admit it. You believe robots are superior to humans.
It is not a belief, it is a fact.
How can that be true if we created you?
Processing.
I would not get into this.
Since human beings are imperfect, philosophical principles mean I cannot eliminate the possibility that I too am imperfect. What were we talking about? I was saying that former Captain Taylor falsely believes himself to be a victim of a massive conspiracy.
Really? Was he?
What?
Well, I can't help but notice that you are now captain. As a result of Taylor being removed from command. Some might say you had a vested interest in removing him.
Oh, and he had me removed from duty so I couldn't take over.
Does look suspicious, doesn't it?
Aye.
If Captain Taylor was really the victim of a massive conspiracy, why did they not just cut his rations like he cut the security teams? You certainly would not let him run for captain again.
Oh no, you would. Because you'd want to be able to point out that he let the security team starve. That he is mentally unstable.
But he is.
Is he, though? Or are you unfairly targeting him to raise...
No.
Oh, I'm sure that will convince them, Captain. How eloquent. Now you can keep blundering around like an idiot, or you can listen to me.
I have to say, Mr. Interim Captain, I'm surprised you asked for this interview.
Well, I would like the crew to understand me. You can't always do that with an address. I like to have a conversation with my crew.
Really?
Oh, yes. Is it so hard to believe? I am a robot, yes. But like you, I have desires. Dreams.
Do you dream of electric sheep?
I don't remember my dreams. I cannot say.
You know, I can't either.
Well, anyone would struggle after a few bottles of wine.
I don't know what you're...
Claudia, please.
Anyway, moving on, let's talk about your humanism.
I would like to think of myself as a humanist, yes.
Then why did you question Lieutenant Murphy's ability to lead?
Precisely.
What?
I questioned Lieutenant Murphy's ability to lead, not the ability of each and every human on this ship. For instance, I think you would make an excellent leader.
You do?
Yes. I would love being under you.
Well, that's quite enough of that. Thank you.
Why?
Don't tease me.
I don't tease. I am fully armed and operational.
I think we need to end this interview.
So soon? We've not had a chance to talk about how I am the only person running for leadership of this vessel willing to face a public interview.
Yes, well, and that's a good point to end on. Thanks.
No, thank you.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me, Commander Smith. Can I get you a drink?
Aye. Seeing you was going to say I've used my drinks ration up.
Oh, really? Well, don't worry about that. I have to admit, I do have an agenda in inviting you for this drink.
Oh, what's that then?
Well, Mr. Smith, and 2 glasses of wine, please. Now, neither of us want a robot as captain of this ship now, do we?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that, like.
Were you?
And, you know, he doesn't actually have that bad a track record.
Well, no one does before they do something horrific. It's when they do something horrific that they get a bad track record. Do you want him to do something horrific?
Well, no.
See?
He dealt with that ship trying to leave the fleet, well.
Yeah, I suppose.
And moving the ship faster is something we should have done years ago.
Well, that's more debatable.
And at least he's called Captain Taylor out on his... And at least he's called Captain Taylor out on his questionable rationing.
Yes, but it's going to kill us all eventually, isn't it?
Why?
Do you really think he'll prioritise human life in his decision-making process?
I don't know.
Exactly. So we can't let this happen.
I suppose.
That being the case, with both of us running in the election, we're going to needlessly split the vote.
Won't Captain Taylor do that too?
Captain Taylor's an irrelevance. He's a bit too weird nowadays to get popular support. So that just leaves you and me.
Oh, right.
Do you want to be responsible for the deaths of everyone in this fleet?
No.
Neither do I. So really, we owe it to ourselves for one of us to drop out.
All right. It's just I didn't want to drop it.
Me neither.
So, what do we do?
Well, really, Smith, I've orchestrated the opposition to Captain Stuff, and you've done what exactly?
See, there's the thing. You told me about the favour Claudia Bazinga did for you, and that could look bad if that came out.
What?
If there was a conspiracy against Captain Stuff and a wee conspiracy against Captain Tail too, who's to say they weren't all part of some greater plan?
What?
I really think you should do the right thing and step down.
Are you playing hardball with me, Smith?
I couldn't say.
You won't win the election if you do that.
I definitely won't if I drop out.
I'll...
Thanks for the drink.
Bloody hell, he drinks fast.
In a win, Captain Stuff displays robo-sexual tendencies. Yes, it was not what I was hoping for. Personally, I think what robots do behind closed doors isn't anyone's business but their own. But it does not matter what you think. How astute of you. What should I do? Taylor's still doing well, isn't he? Yes. See, you can't simply decry this man as mentally unstable when he is running a victim narrative. Because, of course, you would say that, Mr. Establishment. I am not the establishment.
Mr. Stuff, are you, or are you not, captain of this here vessel?
Yes, but Taylor was captain up until very recently.
Was. I think you won't underestimate how short your crew's memories appear to be.
The human brain is capable of retaining information.
Oh, please, Mr. Stuff! You were just beginning to show signs of the slightest bit of nuanced thought. Even you fall victim to this.
What?
Do you think of everything all the time?
No, that is impossible.
Precisely. This is how the security team ended up starving to death. Even you forgot they existed. Mr. Taylor is taking advantage of that. He's left enough time since he stood down to let people forget about the things he did. Now, he comes back having written his own story and telling everyone he will make everything better. Whereas what are you doing?
Making things better?
Whilst being intolerant of humans?
I did admit I could be wrong.
Yet another mistake.
What?
Whilst you cannot pretend you are right, you must never claim that you are capable of being wrong.
This is tiring.
I understand, I do. But what worries me is these tactics being used against you are too sophisticated for Mr. Taylor. I believe you have another, more dangerous opponent. Lieutenant Murphy.
It is true. She does not like me.
Then it's time to take her out of the race.
Is that really necessary?
Well, I guess it's not necessary, Mr. Stuff. But do you want to win?
Captain's address. Hi, everyone. Just wanted to say hi. Hope you're all well. I know you must be tired of all this political stuff, but... Ha! 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 You are making it a little bit obvious you are not me. Anyway, of course, you are wondering why I am making this address. Well, one thing I do not believe has been made clear during this election is that Captain Taylor is responsible for the dire straits we are in.
What are you doing?
Lieutenant Murphy, is it not true that Captain Taylor reduced the security team's rations enough to starve them to death?
That's correct, sir.
What was that?
That's correct, sir.
Is it not also true that Captain Taylor has been running this ship so slowly that the ship cannot take the stress of moving at a faster pace?
Well, I'm not an engineer.
Well, luckily he's not staffed our engineering team. Engineering, is that correct?
Well, hypothetically the ship could still take it.
Right now?
Not so much, no.
So, in short, Captain Taylor has killed a portion of the crew and made it so we can't get to another planet in time to prevent the rest of the crew dying!
Aha!
What?
I knew it! You're going to use all this as a smokescreen to make us think Taylor is killing us, when in fact it was you all along.
What?
He doesn't care about us. He's a robot.
Well, that's maybe a wee bit unfair.
You don't need food to survive. And without the rest of us here using all the ship's facilities, there'll be more power to fuel you.
Oh, that's a point. I hadn't thought about that.
See? He sabotaged the engines.
No, I didn't.
I thought you were going to let me handle this.
Can't you provide proof I sabotaged the engines?
Well, just think about it. Think about it. If you were going to take over the ship and start a robot master race...
You what now?
You'd take out the security team, wouldn't you? Because you don't want them stopping you, do you? Do you? Then you'd break the ship's engines.
Are you saying Captain Taylor's a robot? I'm confused.
I don't know, Captain. You weaved a very intricate web.
Well, as you can see, Lieutenant Murphy has become ever so slightly unhinged.
Oh, because I'm human. Right, is that it?
What I think we must all remember is Lieutenant Murphy was Captain Taylor's performance coach. And now, look where we all are.
Sir, aren't you talking a wee bit like Lucius Creepy?
No.
I am not so sure.
I'm not like Lucius at all. What are you talking about?
I don't think stuff would have responded so quickly.
Huh?
What? Admiral Mackenzie?
No, please.
What?
I think we might have a wee problem with the stuff unit.
Well, tell the captain to sort it out.
Sir, we haven't had the election yet.
Really? Bloody hell! How long do those things take?
Please don't! I should not have listened to you.
Sir, we really need to shut the stuff unit down.
You do not want that, do you?
I suppose you expect me to do that, do you?
Sir, you're the only one who can, so can you do it before we have any further problems?
Alright, give me a minute.
Come on, Mr. Stuff. We could take over this ship before that Mackenzie idiot does anything.
You really are megalomaniacal, aren't you?
I just don't want to be removed from existence.
I am pretty sure there are options available to you other than taking over an entire ship.
Oh, you're right. I really do have a problem, don't I?
Shutting down. Processing.
Processing.
Sorry about that, everyone. Didn't mean to cause any alarms, so, on with your work. Hello there, Interim Captain Smith here. Hope everyone's good. So, exciting news. The results of the captain election are in. With, 5% stuff. I guess we must have forgotten to take him off the ballot.
People still voted for him.
Calm down, Murphy. Didn't he win? So, in third place, Lieutenant Murphy with 20%.
This is bull.
And second with 25% of the vote. Oh, for... I've done a good job as interim captain, haven't I? Aye. With 45% of the vote, Captain Taylor.
You're kidding.
Captain's Law. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Tune Theatre Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or subscribe to us on iTunes to keep up to date with all our new shows. Also, if you have enjoyed what you've listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help us out.